Welcome back to the Late Night Social. I'm here with Paul.
Yo.
Derek.
Hello.
Will.
Howdy, partners.
And Spencer.
Yo, yo.
My name is Jacob. And we have a special episode for you tonight because it is our 1 year podcast.
Let's give it up.
And just so you know, this will be your... All right, y'all done? Man.
We're so mature.
This will... Oh, my gosh. All right. This will be your last dose of the Late Night Social for a month.
3 weeks.
We are wrapping up season one, and we will be starting back with season two after taking a little break. Oh, my God.
You missed the first one, bro.
I can't with y'all. So, yeah, we're back, and these guys are acting like middle schoolers.
What's new?
That's what we do.
Thank you.
But tonight we have a special top five for the 1 year, and we want to talk about the other podcasts that we love. So we have the top five podcasts other than the Late Night Social. So with that said, I'm going to pitch it to Spencer.
Oh, I got you, bro. I got you. All right, my number five is going to be a shocker to everybody. It's called the Gators Breakdown Podcast.
Boo.
And it's all things about Gator Nation, mostly football. They throw a little bit of other sports in there.
But are you a Gator fan?
Yes, Jacob. I bleed Gator. Orange and blue.
You should go to a doctor.
I should. Dude, I've thought about starting like a Gators podcast. It would be fun.
So, question.
There's a lot to keep up with. My number four is Net Positive. Derek, you'll love this. The host is John Crist, your favorite comedian.
Boo.
It's pretty funny, but they just kind of cut up. It's like John Crist and a few of his friends, and they just talk about
they're all women.
Funny stories.
They're all women, right?
They're men, actually.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never listened to the podcast. I mean, I don't know.
Well, are you making the joke?
It's good.
Is comedic work?
Of course.
It's mid.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's mid.
Who's his friends?
I don't know any of their names. I really don't.
But they're not women.
They're not women.
Okay.
That's good to know.
That I know of. But yeah, they just talk about like funny stories that happened that week, maybe news stories and viral videos, things like that. And they just kind of like give their take on it. It's pretty funny. My number three is going to be Dadville with Dave Barnes and John McLaughlin. Mm. They are both musicians. If you don't know who they are,
he's got Glock in his name.
And I don't know a lot of John's songs, but Dave Barnes' songs are pretty solid. Like, he's a really good musician, but they're neighbors.
CCM?
No,
he wrote that song that,
he wrote God Gave Me You.
Yeah, yeah. Who does that? How's country guy?
It's like a country.
God gave me you for the ups and downs.
Who's the country guy? Who
Blake Shelton.
Yeah.
Anyways, Dave's got some sick stuff, dude. And he's a comedian. So he's a really funny dude. He'll do tours where he does like comedy. He opens up with comedy and then he goes to music. Mm. Pretty sick.
He's like a CCM Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
So a Walmart Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah. That's a decent way to put it.
Okay.
But y'all are hating on him, but he's good.
Okay.
But they end up, they always have a guest on. They've had Colony House. They've had tons of guests. And they always get back to, like, being a dad. Like, that's always the tie-in. So,
Will can relate.
Yes.
Thanks.
My number two is a podcast called S-Town. And that stands for What You Think It Does.
Spartanburg.
Yes. Basically, I don't want to give too much away because if you're going on a road trip, I highly recommend that you listen to it.
It's a great podcast.
So interesting, dude. Takes place in the middle of nowhere, Alabama. And
is roll it tide.
Actually, dude, is it actually middle of nowhere, Alabama?
I think so. I've
you
never been there.
You should go back to Greenbow, Alabama.
So. But yeah, you guys just got to check it out. It's a great podcast. My number one is The Rise and Fall of Mars Hill. It's
it got dark.
If you don't
quick
know
in
what, if you don't know what Mars Hill is, it's a church.
Was
a church, a really big church out on the West Coast, started in Seattle with Mark Driscoll, and it just talks about how everything just kind of crumbled.
How far from El Paso?
not far at all.
I think it's like an hour up the.
Yeah.
What's he up to these days? Because people be posting reels from him all the time.
He's got
time.
A church in
Arizona.
Arizona. Yeah. Is it Phoenix or
Scottsdale?
I think that's right.
Is it called the Get Together?
I think it's called Be a Man Church. I think
that's one of the ministries there. Yeah. So yeah, that's my number one.
That might be the podcast with the best intro song.
It is sick. Yeah, it's King's Kaleidoscope.
You said it was.
Yeah. So basically, they started the podcast. They got permission to use this King's Kaleidoscope song, which King's Kaleidoscope is a band that came out of Mars Hill and used to like lead the music and the worship and stuff there together. Had permission, and then the podcast absolutely blew up, and everybody related the song to Mars Hill. And so the singer of King's Kaleidoscope was like, you know, contacted the guy and that does the podcast and was like, hey, can we take this down? Because like it just kind of like ruins the art and like the real meaning of the song. And so I think it was like a mutual like respect. Like, yeah,
do you know what song
that was?
It
never was? That was never the intention.
Sticks and Stones.
Yeah.
It wasn't a prayer.
Really?
No.
Should have done a prayer.
Yeah. By the way, King's Kaleidoscope is, Allie says, is hands down the best live band she's ever seen.
I believe that.
I haven't seen them live, but I've heard about
them. Which is wild.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Paul?
Did they replace it with another song, or there's just no song?
Yeah, yeah. It's just a different song. I'm not sure what it is, because I haven't. I don't know. Probably not. I would assume not. But,
might be a Hillsong song now.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez.
Wow.
Man.
So, yeah, that's my top five. I'm going to pitch it to you, old Polly.
Sick. Number five, I'm going Whistleblower. It's about Tim Donaghy and
Snitch.
NBA officials that were fixing games, betting on basketball. It's wild.
I've come to the conclusion that that doesn't necessarily mean like a snitch for that podcast. It's just a referee reference, correct?
Right. Whistleblower?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they literally blow the whistle.
Yeah.
But it's wild. It talks about how there's like a whole group of NBA officials that are all from like the same county in Philadelphia. And they were all like, they've all been Scott Foster, Tim Donaghy, Joey Crawford. They're all from like the same town.
Where else would they be from but Philly?
Right, exactly. Mm. They rig elections and they rig basketball games.
S-Town.
Yeah.
I like P-Town better.
What does P stand for?
Powdersville.
No, P. Yeah, literally, P-E-E town.
All right, cool. What's number four?
Number four, I'm going to go This American Life. I'm curious to see what like their description of it is. Does it say what it is? This American Life is basically like just a bunch of... It's a weekly podcast with just a collection of stories. Sometimes they're funny. Sometimes they're gut-wrenching. Sometimes they're lighthearted. Sometimes they're uplifting.
Mm. And encouraging.
But his radio.
But
his radio!
They're always good.
Beautiful.
Number three, I'm going to go Subpar. It's a golf podcast with Colt Notes.
That's how I describe my score.
Is that like Will singing or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you play golf, Paul?
I do. I dabble.
Okay.
And it's really good. They just interview a professional golfer every week. It's good. Number two, can I pick three? Because they're all in the same category. Nope.
No.
All right. They're all preaching podcasts. So I'll go.
I respect it, but.
I'll go the one I listen to most now. It's called Grace to You with the GOAT, John MacArthur. He's basically been preaching for 50 years, and so it's a daily sermon. It's good.
Listen to it in the morning at work?
I usually listen to it on my drive because they're usually like 30 minutes exactly, which is my drive. So
you don't put it like on the speakers and in your place of work? Like no. Just over the house speakers?
No, I'll get shunned. He's known by most as like the greatest American New Testament scholar. He's a genius. Number one is the GM Shuffle with Michael Lombardi. It's a football podcast. He covers pretty much everything from betting to leadership, culture. It's a weekly podcast in the off season. It's twice a week during the season. He just knows the ins and outs of the NFL because he was a GM for a long time and very successful in the league. So, and it's not like your typical like clickbait hot takes. Like it's good information. I'm gonna throw it to Will.
Oh
no,
the guy that doesn't even listen to podcasts, but he's on one.
That's true.
It's because he's smarter than everybody.
There's nothing I can learn. You know, right. From these podcasters, so I really don't listen to them. But I do have a top five, and just to be clear, like I just see like clips on Instagram from their podcasts. These well known podcasts, they obviously have video, which you know at some point the Late Night Social will do that. But I will begin with number five. This past weekend, it's with Theo Von. I can't imagine just like consistently listening to like an hour and a half of him.
Oof.
But he is hilarious. Dude,
the Netflix comedy special was brutal.
Dude, his stand-up's different, though.
It was brutal. I couldn't.
Brutal bad?
Off the cuff, the dude's hilarious.
He is, but, like, you can't watch him for an hour.
Yeah, like 15 seconds at a time.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, Instagram like reels are perfect.
Number four, I got the Really Good podcast, which I haven't listened to as a podcast, but this with Bobby Althoff.
She's pretty funny.
She's funny. She interviews like different celebrities. Like she's up and coming. Like she hasn't been
is
around.
She
that
the
long.
One that like is really dry all the time.
Yeah. And it's like a persona.
She's in character all the time.
She asked Drake to buy her like a Lamborghini or something.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that clip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she interviewed Mark Cuban, Drake and some other people, but
she just did one with Andrew Santino, and it was he gave her a dose of her own medicine.
He is so funny.
It was
that's the dude from
Bad Friends.
Yeah, redhead.
Yep. I saw that some of that one.
So seen some of those clips. She's pretty funny. Number three is Bussin' with the Boys. it's a real thing. I don't actually listen to it, so that's because I don't listen to podcasts. But I see their clips. Their networking, I'm really impressed by how they. You know, they have a lot of ins, especially in sports and stuff.
Since you have so much experience watching podcasts, why don't you head up our video department?
Yeah. That's a bad idea.
You got a studio set up for editing, an editing suite.
Yeah, he does.
Something like that. One thing I like about them early on, I think they've been around a few years, but their first year, their setup is pretty cool. I don't know if you've seen pictures of the bus they record in. But on their set, they had local Nashville bands. They came and then they posted their live videos on their YouTube. So like Wildlife was one of them, and they had a few other guys. So if you guys don't know, Wildlife is a band we like. But
you're making me.
Yeah, Mister.
Is there a squirrel in your pocket?
You're the one who told me about
it.
It
was weak. Like, oh,
that good. Dude, I tell you about every band, Derek.
That's what Jacob does. True. He likes a band. He tells you about it. You like it. Then he doesn't like it anymore.
The only band that you have ever actually told me about was Band Camino.
Nah, Jacob's too good to like the bands we like.
Sorry, no. Not even true.
Number...
Screw you. We're doing this real quick. It was Daphne Blue is what you showed
this
me.
This was your top five.
I knew
five.
About Band Camino.
It would not happen.
First of all, it's Blue Daphne.
Oh, man.
Get it right.
I told you about Good Moons too.
Who?
Good Moons.
No, I don't know what that is.
That sounds like a coffee shop.
Anyways,
continue.
What's your next one?
Yeah.
See what you did.
I continue with my number two. It's gonna be Youth Group Chronicles.
Oh my gosh, that podcast is hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so if you don't know, I think we found them on Instagram. I'm not sure if any of you guys have actually listened to their podcast.
No.
But they post clips from their podcast. People send in stories from their youth group, and they are crazy stories.
Cringy.
I could send in a few.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And number one, it's Bad Friends. I really liked the clips I see. I think
because you can relate. Like, you're a really bad friend.
Yes, I think I am. I don't think I'm a good friend at all. Andrew Santino, I think, is one of the naturalists. Is the funniest natural. No, the white dude.
No.
He is Bobby Lee the is most the naturally guy. Funny comedian I think is out
what
right
gave
now.
Gave it away.
Bobby.
Like, I'm not sure about his stand up, but just like off the cuff, he is. As naturally funny as they come. Yeah, that interview with Bobby Althoff was hilarious.
It was hilarious.
Hilarious. He just roasted her. It was great. One thing I laughed about earlier, I think it came up, there's a clip of Theo Von talking about Bobby Lee. And I think I sent it to you guys. And
sick invite.
And you know.
I don't think you sent it to me.
I think you should leave it in, but maybe not. He talks about if Bobby Lee doesn't behave, he's going to take him on a tour of the local VFWs around the country and watch old men beat him up. Do with that what you will.
That's awesome.
I think it's Derek left.
See, what's funny is I don't know who this guy is, so the no context of it makes it that much funnier.
Bobby Lee's Korean.
You've had to have seen, like,
you've
like,
seen
at least
him.
Scroll past, like, a reel of
probably,
them.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, you've seen them, for sure.
Every week for a summer.
Brutally.
You can't change the words now.
Go ahead, Derek.
All right. So, there's a couple I'm going to change. I had S-Town originally as my number five, but
yeah.
Spencer got that one. But it really is a great podcast, so go listen to it. Number five, I'm going to go Serial. Mm. And also, I had to think about it. It's Adnan Syed is the...
Sounds right.
I may not be pronouncing that incorrectly, but...
what is it?
Adnan is his name. Syed? One
sure.
of those. But basically, he was like,
he just eats Fruit Loops.
Yeah, that's the one.
On the cereal.
He was put in jail and convicted of murder of some teenage girl when he was in high school. And like, there's a lot of evidence that points to the fact that like he didn't do it. And like, he just got out recently because they finally proved that he didn't. But now they're trying to put him back in. So it's a whole thing. But it's a really, really good podcast. There's multiple seasons of it too. But that's probably my favorite season.
Is the whole podcast about people that are wrongfully convicted?
Not all of it, no.
It's just like murder stories, pretty much.
Is Kim K ever on it? Because you know she's big in that, like getting people out of jail.
No, there is a podcast I haven't listened to in a while, but it's called Wrongful Conviction, and she was on there. Number four, I'm going to go, there's a podcast called Shits and Gigs. That is the name of the podcast. And it's two British guys. And they just cut up and act like idiots the whole time. It's, I don't know. It's really funny. But they're extremely entertaining. They talk about like super off the wall stuff. Kind of like we do, but like way, way, way more uncensored. It's really good. But it's just a good time passer, honestly.
I don't like British humor.
Yeah, well, they don't like you either.
Like at all? Dang.
Boring.
Number three, I'm going to go Up and Vanished. That's
solid.
I think they have three seasons now, maybe three or four. I don't know. Four seasons, actually, now that I think about it. They're coming out with a new one.
Great hotels.
Shut your mouth. All
right.
no, but the first season is probably my favorite because it comes around like full circle. So it's really good because it's, I'm not going to say too much because I'll give it away, but it's the ending is probably one of the most satisfying endings of a story I've heard on a podcast in a long time. And it's very unexpected. So
does the host vanish?
No.
Oh,
we wish our host would.
Wow. Anyways,
who's that?
You know who.
Who are you talking about, Paul?
Number two is Bad Friends. Willie already hit on that, so we'll skip ahead and go number one, Crime Junkies. And Crime Junkies is, it's not necessarily my favorite, but it's a really good just but weekly.
It's your number one.
It's number one because I listen to it probably the most because it's weekly. All the other ones are not weekly. You have to like wait for like a new season or whatever else. S-Town's a one-off, so I mean, it just, you know, it kind of varies. I have a couple other weekly ones, but they're kind of hit or miss depending on what's about. But Crime Junkies, it's usually like can catch my attention enough. And I like crime stories, so, you know, yeah. Jacoby, what you got?
Yeah. All right. In honor of our 1 year, I'll start at number five.
Cool.
When have you not done that? When have we allowed you to do anything different?
There was a thing at the beginning where I started at number one just for Derek.
You mean like one time?
It was a couple times.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, number five. It's called Diary of a CEO, and I really kind of had to search for number five.
We know.
And so I don't listen to this podcast a ton, but there's been a couple of cool podcasts. I think he had Simon Sinek on, the World Barista Champion. I actually don't remember his name right now, but anyways, it's cool. So
Kobayashi.
I don't think that's who it is. But number four is the Kerry Newhoff podcast.
Is that what it's called? The Kerry Newhoff podcast?
Yeah.
It might be the Kerry Newhoff leadership. It's just his name.
Why isn't this called the Paul Henson podcast?
Because you suck.
No, you're all right.
No one likes you.
It is the Kerry Newhoff leadership podcast. My bad.
Original title.
My bad.
Get it right.
That shows you when the content's good, it doesn't matter what the title is.
Woo! That's true. But obviously, it's a leadership podcast. He has leaders of all kinds on, which it's pretty cool.
Our podcast peaked at the name.
Is our name that good?
No, it's good. That's the best part of it.
It is?
I think so.
Yeah. It might be.
We can improve.
I don't know. Silly Bands and Skittles was up there.
That was the title of the first episode.
That was the inaugural episode.
Yeah.
It was a pretty good episode.
It's one of the most played.
Wow. Number three would be the MXU podcast. It's a bunch of production dudes, and they talk all kinds of production stuff, which you guys don't care about. But it is my number three podcast. It's, I would say, third most listened on my list. Number two is actually a Greenville podcast, called Murder, Etc.
Yep.
And
good podcast.
It's so good. It's basically a story about how a guy was wrongfully convicted. I'm going to say wrongfully convicted of murder in 1970 or the 1970s, somewhere in there. He was supposed to get out on bail in like 2004, somewhere in there, and a local reporter like did a news story on it. Everybody in Greenville like lost their mind that he was gonna get out on parole or whatever.
Everybody or the white people?
You name it. I mean, it is Greenville, so you know.
White people probably.
Yeah. But so basically he didn't get out on parole because of everybody losing their mind over it. And so he continued to be in jail. Then the reporter like starts looking into his story, and he's like, whoa, actually, there is no evidence against this guy. So he started a podcast on it, basically investigating the story to basically prove, which I think the guy's out on parole now.
Yeah, he is. But
it's a really good podcast, especially if you're in the Greenville area. It's pretty cool. And my number one podcast is the Pit Stop Podcast. It is an F1 podcast.
NASCAR?
Oh. It is an F1 podcast. But the two dudes that do it, Jake and Fabio, are...
Fabio?
Fabio or Fabio?
Fabio.
No, I think it's Fabio.
You dig it still, man.
I can look it up.
He listens to it. That's what they call each other.
Yeah.
They're from, like, they're British, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
And they're like just really cool guys. One of them is an artist. The other one's like a big soccer guy.
Big football guy.
yeah, I guess they would call it football over there.
Football.
But anyways, it's a great podcast. And they like have different F1 people on and just cut up and have fun. So yeah, that's my top five.
Yay.
Good job, Jacob.
Pee break.
Last pee break of the season. You fellas ready?
Make it count.
Oh, I'm about to.
One, two, three.
Pee break. Pee break.
All right, y'all. We back from the pee break. And I wanted to share a little something that was cool. Because these guys don't get to see it all the time, but I do. But a few weeks ago, and I wasn't on the podcast when y'all talked about how to make the podcast not mid anymore. But here's some cool stats, okay? I don't know how many countries this is, but like we've had listeners in Austria, China, Colombia, Egypt, Gabon, Ghana, Indonesia, Iceland, Jordan, Kenya, Malaysia, Nepal, New Zealand, Serbia, Saudi Arabia, Singapore, Turkey, Vietnam, South Africa, Argentina, Germany, Ireland, Sweden, Australia, India, Italy, United Kingdom, Mexico, Brazil, Denmark, Canada, Chile, France, Philippines, and the U.S. And that's in order of like the U.S. is obviously the most to the least. So the Philippines is our second most listened country. Wow. Shout out, baby. We're going to do a tour.
Okay.
We're coming to you.
And then we've actually reached more countries than we have states in the United States.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
That? I don't know either. I don't know how. I mean, I feel like some of them are probably mistakes, but we'll take it.
Does it have to play for a certain amount of time for it to count? Or is it like if they click on it?
I think it's a download. You have to download. Like, you don't just have to click on it. You have to hit download. So, like, I feel like a lot of them are legitimate. But I don't know.
Dang.
I don't know.
What's that Asian boy band that's real popular in America?
BTS?
Maybe we're like the BTS in their country. Like, they don't know what we're saying, but they love us.
It actually makes sense because they're kind of on a break because they're all serving their militaries. Inscription.
Yep.
We're just gonna do top five states real quick, and I'm gonna go backwards and start with one, since it's obvious. Number one, South Carolina. Can you guys guess the number two state?
North Carolina.
California.
North Carolina is correct. What about the number three state?
California.
No. Anybody else?
Michigan. Texas.
West Virginia.
Virginia.
That's Michigan. Can you guess the number four state?
California.
No.
Texas.
No.
Florida.
Tennessee.
Yeah. No. Florida. I said no, and I couldn't like it. All right. And the fifth most listened state of the late night social is?
California.
Yeah.
Dude, I got a lot of those right.
You did.
You said California for
like seven times.
I don't know. I mean, we're doing something right. We don't have a ton of listens every week, but
all I know is I have family in North Carolina, Michigan, and California, so I'm bringing all the listeners.
I got Florida covered and South Carolina.
Well, if anybody's got Florida covered, it's me, okay?
Screw yourself.
But anyways, and then the list of states goes all the way on and on and on.
Do we have any?
We don't have all 50, though.
Do we have any listeners in South Pole?
No.
Old Santa.
Antarctica?
Do you know nobody?
The blue is...
I don't see any blue on that map.
You can't see the blue. I can see
it. It gets lighter the less they listen. So like,
are you colorblind? How come we're not big in the USSR?
Because they're not a thing anymore.
The whole continent Russia? Of Russia. Or whatever
we don't have Russia on the list.
Do you know somebody in Antarctica right now? You asked if somebody in the South Pole was listening. So you do.
I mean, I know an angry elf named Will.
Oh, man. I was really interested to know that if you knew somebody in Antarctica, because that would be really cool. That's fine. That's cool.
Spencer really enjoyed that.
I just wanted to share that on the pod as we celebrate 1 year and share that with you guys.
We are international superstars.
We don't. We actually don't talk about that like at all.
We're humble.
So... there it is.
We. I don't know about we over there.
So to celebrate our 1 year, we are having a golf. We're doing a field trip, boys.
We are going to Williamston, South Carolina.
Yeah.
I haven't got my permission slip back yet, but it's coming. I promise.
Okay, cool.
Missy, sign Will's permission slip, please.
Well, you can just bring it to me. I'm your dad.
Whoa.
It's really hard to get in touch with my dad. He's really busy with movies and stuff.
I bet.
Dwayne.
It's been hard your whole life, huh?
Yikes.
I still love him. I wish he'd send me some money. He's rich. He's rich enough, I tell you.
Okay,
Mr. Johnson.
I mean, he is the Rock, so it would make sense.
He's not the Rock in my life.
Continue, Paul.
But I'm, yes.
So we're taking a little field trip. We're gonna, our wives and Will's grandma are letting us go out on Sunday, and we're gonna hit the links at the old prestigious. The historic Saluda Valley Country Club.
It's more of a park.
Classic.
It's more of a park style course.
Yeah, it's more of like a dog
park.
It's
not a links course.
You got to be elite to get in there.
You do. Mm-hmm. You have to know someone. And we're going to have pairings. We're going to have cart pairings.
Mm, one solo.
So Will has a little, Derek has a little spinny wheel. And he's going to spin it to see who's riding with who.
Let's go over the rules real quick. It's going to go. Seat one, driver's seat,
yep.
And cart one.
Yeah, because we know driver's some people get butthurt if they don't get
to
drive.
Driver's seat, cart two.
Yeah.
Will you show us the spinning wheel?
Yeah, I was going to let him finish, and then we'll go through. And
then passenger seat, cart one, passenger seat, cart two, and then the lonesome.
Yep.
Passenger princess one.
And we are also going to vlog. We're going to have little camera holders.
Not over promise here. We got to get a commitment from Jacob first that he's going to edit.
If he's not going to do it, I'm going to do it. So. Okay. All right, so every name is on the wheel except for in different colors and stuff.
Who is Dirk?
It's the old wheel.
D-Rob?
Yeah, I don't know. I just added it.
Am I on there?
Yeah. Me, Jacob, Spencer.
Okay, so Paul, this is wheel. Driver one.
Yep.
Driver one.
Spin that thing.
Ready?
I don't drive.
Come on.
Oh, we need to see it. Come on, bro. You gotta turn the phone.
Yeah, we want to see it.
Let's go, baby! Let's go!
All right, driver Locked one, in. Spencer, if you couldn't tell.
Driver two.
Ready? Locked in, baby.
Ready? Jacob.
Hey, let's
Chuck
go.
Cobb.
Locked in.
All right. Is just driver three or is this passenger one?
This is passenger
one?
Two.
Passenger Sorry, one.
Yeah, passenger one. Yeah.
So riding with Spencer.
Riding with me. Whew,
come on. All right, ready?
No, Will, no.
Paul. Whoa.
Whoa. Oh, let's go, dog.
What a pairing.
Let's go.
That's the winning group right there, boy.
I'm about to shoot my best round, y'all.
Well, we have to. Because we did it 2-3 last time, right? Scramble?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is for the last seat
with Jacob.
Where you want to be, yeah. If not, you're on your own.
Oh, Will. What? So Will and Jacob?
Yeah, yeah. Derek's by himself.
Man.
Man.
Do you really want to drive by yourself that bad?
It's no, not, you
it's
can't.
Not,
you
it's,
can't.
Not, it's not personal, Jacob. It's
you
really
can't,
not.
Though.
It's not
I
at all.
How it
I
is.
Will
it's
say
not at all personal.
Will always prefer to be by himself because he takes it so seriously.
He likes to kick his ball out from behind the tree.
No, I got a device that's attached to my ankle now. just kidding. I'm glad I'm not driving because I hate driving.
We don't want to know about your house arrest.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. We discussed doing that and then the first nine and the second nine changing it so we can vlog differently. And we're going to do it, multiple different ways. But do you want to spin again and do back nine and change it up?
No, we're not switching cart. I mean, we got to take all the clubs off.
No, we should. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
That's what we were talking about.
All right. Let's do it.
I see how it is, Will.
My B.
So,
Derek just doesn't want to be by himself the whole 18.
I don't care. I've done it before. I don't really
How
care.
How about, it would be funny if we spin the wheel one time and whoever it lands on, they have to walk the back nine.
Oh my God.
I'm out.
Carry their clubs and everything.
I'm out. I'm too fat for that.
No. All right, Holy Jacob. Cow. Jacob's walking the back nine.
Jacob's walking to the golf course.
All right. So, this is for the back nine.
This is driver one.
Correct.
No.
It is Will.
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 If you really don't.
No, he can't go against the will. It's fate.
The will is final.
All right,
fine.
Will, why
should it be me and you again?
The thing about Will wanting to be alone is because he thinks he'll have better content.
I know I'll have better content.
If he's by himself.
Content of the solo cart will be best if it's me.
The golf won't be good, though.
But to be fair, we're also like, we discussed too, like, we'll just randomly jump in a cart and go up, you know, up the path a little bit and then switch out and just do whatever, make it interesting. So we'll see what happens, I guess. But all right.
This driver is two.
Driver two.
Whoa.
Who is it? Derek. Derek. It's me. All right. So.
I didn't think it was going to stop.
Rob.
Passenger right. One with Willie. I'll ride with Willie. I like that.
Too bad. Will.
Now you're excited. Now you're excited.
It's your boy Spence.
All right. Who's riding with Derek?
Will, I'm going to help you shoot the best nine you've ever shot. Let's go. Mm-hmm.
Passenger two. It's Pauly D.
Oh.
Jacob by himself.
That's the way it should be, to be honest. I can chase my own ball.
So, Jacob, what this means is, even though we'll probably give Will a little bit of his moment that he's asking for, you and I, when we're riding solo, me first round, you second, or first half, you second half, we just got to be on it with the content.
Run solo. I'm not actually. You are.
You wish you were.
I like how your response was different whenever you were riding with Spencer versus me.
Whoa.
Was it good? Well, no, because at that point I already knew that I was going to be paired with someone. I knew that I wasn't
in the driver's seat.
Getting solo.
He wanted to be solo regardless. Sure.
And then he was already upset, or he was already making comments the first time that he didn't want to ride with me. So it was kind of like an in-your-face moment. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then after that, we moved on, and we're excited that we're going to.
All right, so next question is, how do we want to play the game? How do we want to do teams? Do we want to spin the wheel for teams? 2-3?
No, we can't do that. We got to make it fair.
Can't do random teams.
Yeah.
Okay, well then, how do we want to do this? Or do we want to do the four of us against Paul? Scramble.
I think that's a whole one-sided.
I don't know about that. Because Paul has won. We've done three against Paul.
I mean,
Paul,
it's fair,
and
bro.
Paul has won.
I mean, granted, it's pretty much you three against Paul, but
I've not played much in the past year.
I played a simulator a week, like 2 weeks ago, and that's it for the last 6-7 weeks.
Paul, what do you think?
And that simulator was a liar.
Yeah.
No, nah, I didn't. I didn't do well.
I think that it's easier to just play with your partner. So
yeah.
So like the
but
first
give
nine
strokes or something.
Yeah, the first nine will be me and Spins versus you three.
Right, but then who's picking up the solo?
The other two.
Whoever's not with me.
Okay.
So it'll be 3-2, no matter what.
Okay.
So then the back nine will be me and you.
But whoever's with you doesn't scramble, right? Like it's
Texas scramble.
So
which is T-shot?
T-shot only.
Okay.
And then the three, maybe they scramble and they get, or do you guys want to play your own ball?
I think it'd be helpful to scramble, but
yeah, I think scramble.
So then you guys scramble 3-2, mm-hmm. And maybe we play dots and we just give you an X amount of dots to start.
So yeah. Cart one, Spencer is driver, Paul's passenger, right?
Yeah.
First round.
Passenger princess.
Be driving like two. Lewis Hamilton, baby.
It's Jacob. Jacob driver,
which is pretty slow these
Will
days.
Passenger.
Not his fault though. It's the cart's fault.
Three is...
It's going to be a good time.
I'm excited.
What do you think is going to happen?
How many dots are we giving?
I think me and Spencer will give the Tres Amigos...
5.
7.
7?
7 dots. Oh, it's only 9 holes, though.
It's 9 holes.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Yeah, 5 I think is solid. Okay. 5 dots.
You guys
to start.
Agree?
Yeah, I think 5 is fine for 9.
Sure.
And then
so
the back,
just so everybody knows, explain the dot system because
so
it's not strokes.
Yeah, so you get a dot. You get a dot for the hole. If you win the hole, you get a dot. You get a dot if you make a birdie. You get 2 dots if you make an eagle. You get a dot if you hit a green.
In regulation.
On a par 3. Yeah,
just par 3s.
That's what hitting a green means in regulation.
I'm going to hit the green, so make, you know.
Yeah. So.
What if you hit it to the green on a par four like that? What, I don't know what hole it is, but
nothing.
It's reachable for you. Nothing.
Nothing. Oh, and sandy par, you get a dot.
So, yeah. And then you want to do the same dots second?
Second nine is me and you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's fine. Okay. Five.
You sure? Yeah.
All right. Nope. It's set. It's official.
It's a date.
It's a date.
That's going to be it, then.
As long as Mother Nature doesn't rear her ugly head.
Nah, we should be good for Sunday. Might be car path only, but we'll be good.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. It's supposed to rain Saturday, so I don't know. We'll see what happens, but...
Derek hates car path only.
It's the worst. The absolute worst. It's supposed to rain Friday a little bit, too, so...
First world props.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
How many glizzies are you going to have?
Dude, as many as you.
I don't eat...
I'll match the glizzy gobbler.
Dude, if I eat glizzies at Saluda Valley, I won't make nine holes.
You guys want to hear something interesting?
Sure.
We got any July birthdays? Are you a July birthday, Paul?
June.
Oh, so close. No July birthdays. But I learned something interesting. One of the most influential Caesars of Rome, the emperors, was Julius Caesar. And the month of July was named after him.
Did you learn that on Jeopardy?
No, I follow a Roman history Facebook page.
That might be the most boomer thing ever said on this podcast.
Which brings me to my next topic.
Yeah, I was going to do that.
What is the worst take on the pod in season one?
Let me go.
Go for it.
Dang. Just eager.
I got to go with global warming, bro. Listen, the global warming take was... I don't even know if it's a take. I don't even know, but it was just a statement. It was
Prove me wrong.
Okay.
For those that don't listen every week, don't know what we're talking about, Paul made a statement, probably in the middle of the...
You should just clip
podcast
it and put
episodes.
It
yeah, I might do that.
This is going to sound crazy, yeah, but it makes sense in my head right now.
It's the only reason.
Is that the reason why there's global warming is because all these girls are drinking so much water. Like, how can you drink that much water?
What the hell are you talking about?
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life.
What are you talking about?
Like, what
in the world?
Sorry. Where did that come from?
It made sense in my
head. No, it didn't. Oh, my God.
How? Did you take a...
This is the worst take that's ever been on this podcast, dude. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy cow.
I think I'm finally out of the woods with the Tarzan conversation.
Can we clip that and like post it like every day?
100%.
Am I wrong?
Yes.
They're drinking too much water.
We absolutely lost it. Okay, next.
Worst take?
I mean, that was mine. I mean, that's the one that stuck with me the most.
I got another one if y'all don't.
Okay, I got one.
Okay, go ahead.
Derek's take of icebergs in the Caribbean.
That's what I was going to say.
Definitely one of the worst takes, but I just looked it up, and it says there have been rare occasions when icebergs have drifted as far south as the island of Bermuda in the Caribbean.
It's very, very rare, but yes, it has happened.
He knew that.
Of course I knew.
Oh, man.
Can't make good conversation if you just come out right and say it.
Any other egregious takes?
I mean, El Paso being the West Coast is pretty bad.
Egregious.
A good word, bro. Word of the day. Word of the week.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I have one. It's not the one. It's not the one that I was thinking of earlier, but not necessarily a take, but the whole argument that Jacob had with Spencer over not
Edisto.
Being able to fathom Edisto.
Oh, man.
For me, it was just entertaining to sit here and listen to and watch, like, I wonder what's going through his brain.
That was a hijacked episode.
Yes.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
How many?
Let's hijacked, have that term. Yeah. Hijacked. Yeah. Hijacking.
How many hijacked episodes have I had?
I've got another bad take.
Oh boy!
What you got?
When Will said he was a 9 looking for a 10.
Yeah,
it's not good, buddy. Sorry.
Another really bad take that kind of repeated itself throughout the season was that Starbucks is better than Methodical.
Yep, we moved on from that one.
I wasn't looking for an argument.
I offered a solution to that. I really did.
Maybe we can do that.
Okay. I'm a little blind.
So what do you guys, it might be obvious, but what was the most listened episode, do you guys think?
I think you said it.
Well, you said it earlier.
The most listened episode? I didn't say
it. No, he didn't say that.
Silly Vans and Skittles?
No.
Really?
Chop 5.
Oh, you said it's one of the more listened to episodes.
While you're thinking about it, one thing I just realized is we learned that Jacob looks like a smiley fry.
Yup.
Was it the Chop 5 episode?
No. Dude, it should be obvious. Maybe involve the guest. That's a little more popular than us.
Is it the Reese? Episode with Sawyer?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, Sawyer's the most popular episode?
Yeah.
That was a snooze fest.
What?
That episode.
It was, but it got a lot of listens.
I think it was a snooze fest because you were interested in what he was talking about.
I think it was more listened to because Sawyer talked most of the time.
Also,
he shared it.
Our other episodes with guests would have been popular if our guests would have shared the episode.
We had a few guests that did. There was a couple that didn't. Majority of them did.
But I think the second most listened was Silly Bands and Skittles, which was our very first episode. And then the third, this was kind of surprising to me, but the third was the small hills, top 5 small hills that you would die on.
That was a good one.
Which is more of a recent episode, but it, I don't know, for some reason just had a lot more
interesting
clicks than the others. So I don't know. Pretty cool.
I think Tiny Whitey's on the end of that. It's probably some good clickbait.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
I want to personally thank you guys for listening to our podcast. It means a lot to me and the other guys as well. And honestly, we were very intentional with who would, you know, wrap up our last episode. And it doesn't go unnoticed how much you guys love me personally. And I want to thank you guys for that from the bottom of my heart. It means a lot. As we said earlier, we got some things coming in the next couple of weeks, but not actual podcasts. This is the end of this season. So be on lookout for just other different kind of content. So we're going to be doing that and we're going to be planning and we're just really excited for next season. You guys agree?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Jacob agrees. We love you. Remember to follow us on the Instagrams at @thelatenight_social. And you can email us, thelatenightsocial@gmail.com. Peace.
Peace.
Later.
Bow, 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 bow. Bow, 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 bow,